and all that in his courts above. The Savior owns me even now, and fills my heart with love. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, my life the sin is o'er. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, yet saved in sin no more. Oh, praise the Lord, the angels sing a song redeemed on earth, and in my heart sweet echoes ring the joys of my new birth. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, my life a sin is o'er. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, yes, saved in sin no more.
Good morning, dear ones. Good morning. I am so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. And we hope that each of you are well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord today. Some years ago, I had a message on this station which I believe would be well worth the hearing again. Sister Lou Bray, then employed in the public school system in the state of Arkansas, told how the Lord helped her find a solution to the vulgarity and profanity used by the students in the schoolroom. Here now is a part of that broadcast. Listen to this invitation to acknowledge God. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalms 95:6-11. Dear ones, I believe the Lord is still grieved with the way folks act these days too, many of them. I'm impressed to share with you part of a letter I received from a school teacher. I hope it brings as much satisfaction and joy to you as it did to me. This has to do with some of the down-to-earth problems of our day and how the Lord used her to take a stand for Him. But listen, I'd like to tell you how the Lord answered prayer in school. A lot of the children are nasty mouth, vulgar in hall, and profanity. I had to mention it to some of the teachers, and they seemed to agree it was awful. I had a chance. A 11th grade girl, right in class, came out with a big oath and real loud. I got her by the arm, told her how terrible it was to talk that way, and I didn't intend to allow it in my classroom. So we took a trip to the office. I reported her. I sent in 2 other misconduct slips that day for cursing. I was so grieved over this. My heart was burdened. I wished this could stop. I began talking to the Lord about it. Sunday, I requested prayer and told my burden. The Lord put a duty on me that I began to pray about. But without me, you can do nothing. So I really leaned heavily on the Lord. So Monday morning, after I read and had prayer at school, I tried to explain the wrong in using profanity, how that really it wasn't smart, how unhappy it made the Lord, and other things too. I felt like a few appreciated. I did this in 5 sessions, each time I had to look to the Lord. Job or no job, I was taking a stand. The next day, their principal said, he came to me, I'm doing something about this vulgarism and cursing and will call an assembly as soon as I can arrange it. So Wednesday, He went to every room, telling the students, no vulgar talk, no cursing, no profanity of any sort would be tolerated on the campus. The first offense got the board. He made it plain. I thanked him when he finished the answered prayer. I love him and do want to trust him more. Two of the students, one a 10th grade boy and 8th grade girl, came and apologized. End of quote. I am glad the Lord is still working with those who are willing to bow before him. But do you suppose much of this condition has come about because of the failure of parents to do their duty at home in training these students? I would say so. No doubt these young people are only following the example which has been set before them. There is a scripture in Philippians 2, 10, 11, which goes this way, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Here, but then in Romans 14, 11, 12, this same thought is put in more positive language. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. These verses indicate to me that we either give reverence and respect to God now, or there is coming a time when we will confess that he is Lord of all. But that will be to the shame of those who have failed to acknowledge him here as they should. I would much rather confess now than to wait until that judgment day when everyone shall give account of himself to God. No doubt both of these scriptures in the New Testament dealing with this thought came from the original one found here in Isaiah 45. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Do you remember that one of the commandments to Moses had to do with taking the name of the Lord in vain? Let me give it to you right here from the 20th chapter of Exodus and verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. I have a report which I consider to be accurate so far as I know. It was from a general order, 1775, by George Washington on profanity in the army. I quote, the general is sorry to be informed that the foolish and wicked practice of profane swearing, a vice heretofore little known in an American army, is growing in fashion. He hopes the officers will, by example as well as influence, endeavor to check it, and that both they and the men will reflect that we can have little hope of the blessing of heaven upon our arms if we insult it by our impiety and folly. Added to this, it is a vice so mean and low, without any temptation, that every man of sense and character detests it. End of quote. How would that advice be for a modern-day army? I say it would be good, not only for an army, but for the general public as well. And now, this poem. The world in sin. The world in sin is dying, yet Jesus came to save. With outstretched arms, he's crying, my life for thee I gave. The ransom price was given, redemption to ensure, that we might enter heaven and be forever pure. The world in sin is sinking still lower every day. Vain one, art thou not thinking how soon 'twill pass away? Then down to awful torment, O Lord, can it be so? Thy soul at any moment may with reluctance go. The world in sin grows harder each day, and every clime, inspired with evil ardor, slides down the steeps of time. The masses madly rushing on sin's relentless tide, where demon foes are crushing the souls for whom Christ died. The world in sin is sleeping on time's eternal brink, but soon with bitter weeping to torment it will sink. Despite of God's great mercy bestowed on them each day, they'll hear his voice in judgment, depart from me for aye. Shall we pray? Our Father, bless the message this day to the good of every listener. Deal tenderly with the hearts of those who are disregarding the commandments of the Lord. Have mercy on their never-dying soul and cause them to bow their knees and confess with their tongues to the glory of the Lord. And thine shall be the praise through Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be of help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Our heartfelt thanks to all who help us keep the message going forth over the air. Here is a song, You Can't Do Wrong and Get By. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and yours truly, Willie Murphy.
There's a God that's standing at heaven's door. He's looking this universe over, and he sees each mortal with a searching eye. You can't do wrong and get by. You can't do wrong and get by. No matter how much you may try, nothing hidden can be, everything he does see. You can't do wrong and get by. Out into the darkness you alone may go, and seize for the wicked one's soul. There's an eye that's watching from the throne on high. You can do wrong and get by. You can do wrong and get by. No matter how much you may try, nothing hidden can be, everything he does see. You can do wrong and get by. Yes, he knows your secrets, everything you do. He knows that your life is untrue. You can ne'er deceive him, there's no use to try. You can't do wrong and get by.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
You may try, nothing him can be, everything he does see. You can.